Children's dry diapers. In the first space missions, an astronaut had to wait for a long time in the command module because of delays on takeoff. He had no way of going to the toilet, so he sometimes had to pee in his spacesuit. NASA didn't want this to happen, so they invented a diaper that could be used in future missions to save other astronauts from wetting themselves. When diaper companies heard about this new invention, they adopted it, of course, causing a revolution in diapers.
Thermal gloves and boots are sold to people who want to keep their hands and feet warm, even in the coldest of weathers. These gloves and boots have heating elements with rechargeable batteries. This technology was first used in a spacesuit that was designed for the Apollo astronauts. Today, spacesuit materials are also used in clothes, which, for example, need to be fire-resistant. One example of these is the suit that is worn by firefighters. Ear thermometers also use techniques that were originally designed by NASA. An ear thermometer has a lens like a camera. This lens detects infrared energy, which we feel as heat. This fast and safe technology was originally developed to detect the birth of stars.
Other techniques today in everyday use in hospitals are the digital signal processing techniques that were originally developed to enhance pictures of the moon. Today, these techniques are used in CAT scans to detect, for example, tumors. Although smoke detectors had been patented as early as 1902, NASA made the detectors more reliable. The NASA smoke detectors were first used in a space station called Skylab to help detect any toxic vapors. As you know, nowadays every house has to have them installed in several rooms. Space pen. Some of the inventions of NASA could be seen as rather silly. Let's take the space pen as an example. Normally, when you hold a pen upside down, you run out of ink quite soon. With space pens, however, you can write in any possible position. Apparently, it cost over $1 million to make a pen that worked in space. By the way, the Russians had this problem as well, but they used a pencil instead.